Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rothman. A Shawnee County District Court judge rejected on Wednesday a request by a Kansas Department of Revenue lawyer to lift a temporary restraining order on Senate Bill 180, thereby prohibiting the administration from issuing driver's licenses amended to reflect gender preferences of transgender individuals. Country Stampede kicks off today.
3 days of musical fun is in store for those attending, ready to enjoy their favorite country artists. Weekend also promises to be somewhat challenging for those throwing the party. In speaking with 13 News, Emergency Management's Jake Henry says both heat and the possibility of severe weather are a concern this weekend. Festival goers will find food and drink, misters, and emergency services if necessary. Folks are reminded to bring what they need for the heat and make sure they can receive weather alerts on their smartphones just in case.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special. And boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and...
Text us to receive up to 5 automated marketing texts to your number. Consent to receive marketing texts not required. Message and data rates may apply.
You want to lose weight and get in shape, but every time you try, it only lasts a couple weeks. Well, look, it's not your fault because it's super hard. I'm Carl, the founder of Body. That's Body with an I. And here's a secret. Most fitness and diet programs don't work long-term because they aren't designed to fit into your life long-term. That's why I created the world's first health esteem app, and I want you to text me to try it free for 14 days. Body shows you how to enjoy your life while you get healthy and lose weight. Sound too good to be true? Don't say that to our millions of happy members. The next 500 people to text me the word try to 303030 can try Body for free for 2 weeks or get 50% off a paid membership. Text TRY to 303030. It's gonna work, but first you need to be one of the next 500 people to text TRY to 303030.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Day 10 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report has been provided by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. According to the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, based on July 1st conditions, Kansas's winter wheat production is forecast at 208 million bushels, down 15% from last year. The average yield is forecast at 32 bushels per acre, down 5 bushels from 2022, and the area to be harvested for grain is estimated at 6.5 million acres, down 2% from a year ago. Chris Tanner from Norton reported that his harvest began on July 4th and will last about another week, barring rain delays. He said harvest is far later than normal, and he's fighting weed pressure, though he's amazed at the resiliency of the wheat, given what it looked like through the winter. Also noting that the Westbred variety grain field has been doing well for him. This year's harvest is much better than last year for Tanner, who said this is going to be a highly average year for the acres he's able to harvest. Even so, about 30% of his wheat was zeroed out due to the drought. Tanner reports that his test weights have been averaging 61 to 62 pounds per bushel, except for the wheat that was hailed on, which was only in the low 50s, and yields are ranging from 15 to 70 bushels per acre, with an overall farm average anticipated to be 25, with protein at about 13%. It was truly a family wheat harvest for Tanner, with 4 generations in the field. He was fortunate this year that his son, daughter, son-in-law, and 6-month-old granddaughter were able to join him, his brother, and his father for this year's harvest. to follow along with harvest updates on Twitter. You can use hashtag WheatHarvest23, and you can tag at Kansas Wheat on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to share your harvest stories and photos. Governor Kelly announced that Kansas is receiving $13.3 million in funding to modernize electrical grid infrastructure, and the investment from the U.S. Department of Energy is provided through its Grid Resilient State and Tribal Formula Grants Program. These funds, which will be administered by the Kansas Corporation Commission, will be used to promote projects that strengthen and modernize the power grid against natural disasters, while also advancing projects that attract, train, and retain a skilled Kansas workforce. Governor Kelly said the Kansas power grid is vital to the health and well-being of Kansans, and this investment provides them the opportunity to continue making progress on electrical projects related to emergency preparedness and projects that modernize and strengthen our power grid. Kansas was one of 9 states and 3 tribal nations to receive a combined total of $207.6 million in grants in this third round of funding. More information about the Grid Resilience State Tribal Formula Grant Program can be found at energy.gov. Farms, ranches, and businesses that produce, process, or package certified organic agricultural products may be reimbursed for eligible expenses, as the Kansas Department of Agriculture has funds available for certified organic operators through the National Organic Certification Cost Share Program. The purpose of the National Organic Certification Cost Share Program is to defray the costs of receiving and maintaining organic certification under the National Organic Program. The Kansas Department of Agriculture may provide reimbursements to certified organic operators for 75% of their operation's total allowable certification costs, up to a maximum of $750 per certification scope. And scopes include the areas of crops, livestock, wild crops, and handling or processing. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency awards the National Organic Certification Cost Share Program funds to eligible state agencies who work directly with organic operations to reimburse organic certification costs. And the Kansas Department of Agriculture can reimburse costs incurred from October 1, 2022 through September 30, 2023. Applications are now being accepted through November 1, 2023, or until all the funds are expended, whichever comes first, and applications may be submitted either by mail or email. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
Throughout the state, there are outstanding Kansans who make tremendous contributions to Kansas agriculture, and you can nominate one of those outstanding Kansans to be recognized as one of the 2023 Kansas Ag Heroes at this summer's Ag Grow Summit. Kansas Ag Heroes was established as a way to recognize those in the agriculture industry who went above and beyond to serve others and better their community. And each year, the Kansas Department of Agriculture honors remarkable Kansans and shares the stories of their outstanding service from across the Kansas agriculture community. The Kansas Department of Agriculture encourages you to nominate any individual, family, or business in Kansas agriculture which you feel provided a notable contribution to the agricultural industry or their community as a whole this year. The nominations will be accepted through August the 11th, and the nomination instructions can be found at agriculture.ks.gov/agheroes. The Kansas Department of Agriculture leadership will review each nomination and will recognize a select number of agriculture heroes during the Kansas Governor's Summit on Agricultural Growth in Manhattan on August 17th. For questions about the Kansas Agricultural Heroes nomination process, you can contact Auburn Wasberg at 785-564-6799. Kansans at least 55 years old or older who are looking for employment are reminded that they qualify to participate in the Older Kansans Employment Program provided through the Northwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging. This program is funded by the Kansas Legislature through the Kansas Department of Commerce. older adults who've been out of the workforce for a while and need assistance updating a resume, managing online applications, and improving their interview skills are perfect for the Older Kansans Employment Program, as it is designed to provide skill assessments, resume preparation, counseling, basic computer and online application training, referrals, and job development and mentoring services. Job seekers will attend an initial appointment with an employment specialist in a one-on-one setting where an assessment of needs and skills will be completed. And after that, the job seeking process will begin from an updated resume to a successful interview and finally the achievement of landing a job. For more information or to schedule an appointment, you can contact the Northwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging at 800-432-7422. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started field surveys for proposed improvements on two bridges located on U.S. 36 in Phillips County. Crews are surveying the bridges located 1.82 and 2.72 miles east of the Norton County line near Prairie View. And the activities will include the use of survey instruments on the ground to determine locations of existing features within the survey corridor, and this work is expected to be completed in August. A member of the survey crew will contact property owners or tenants for permission to enter private property if access is needed. And Kara LaRivière, the Kansas Department of Transportation survey project manager, is overseeing the project. On June 14, 2023, the Norton County Hospital announced that a community town hall would be held in hopes to answer questions from the community. The questions could be submitted in writing to the business office or the marketing coordinator for the CEO and Board of Trustees to compile and group similar questions, and the community was given until June 30th to submit any questions they may have had. The two questions that Norton County Hospital received and compiled are, after the previous CEO was let go, what was done to try and get doctors Neal, McKellar, and Gady back, and what will the board and administration do to recruit doctors back to the Norton County Hospital? These questions will be addressed along with general updates regarding the facility at the town hall at 5:30 p.m. on July 17th at the East Campus. If additional questions or concerns arise following the town hall, please feel free to contact Kellen Jacobs, the interim CEO, at 785-877-3351 to schedule a meeting. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Your time is valuable, so let Click Your Heels Travel do the work for you. Let us know where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to do it with, and we'll take it from there. Whether it's planes, trains, ships, or automobiles, we've got you covered. Book domestic and international travel from right here at home. Travel. It's what we do at Click Your Heels Travel by Dream Vacations, locally owned and family operated.
Cowpoke Supply in Norton has everything you could need for any building, remodeling, painting, plumbing, or do-it-yourself project. Come in and see what Cowpoke Supply has to offer, from farm and ranch supplies to saws and drills. Cowpoke has a great selection of paint, nuts and bolts, nails, screws, lumber, light fixtures, coolers, boots, tools large and small, paint and painting supplies, and of course, smiling faces. Find what you're looking for at Cowpoke Supply, East Highway 36 in Norton.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. The Kansas wheat harvest continues to move at what has been the slower pace that we've been seeing for most of the harvest season. Mary Marsh with Kansas Wheat has the latest.
Wheat coming in looks to be all over the board, according to Jim Bob Luton, Senior Vice President of Grain Operations with the Konza Co-op in Pratt. Harvest began in about June 20th, about 7 to 10 days later than when they usually start. Yields have been averaging about 25 bushels per acre, and proteins have been high, reaching up to 12 to 13%. These recent rains have been causing test weights to dip, remaining in the 58 to 60 pounds per bushel region. Luton anticipates they will only receive 30 to 40% of their usual amount of wheat. Chris Tanner from Norton reports his harvest began on July 4th and will last about another week. This year's harvest is much better than last year's for Tanner, who said this is going to be a highly average year for the acres he is able to harvest. Even so, about 30% of his wheat was zeroed out, due to drought. Tanner reports that his test weights have been averaging 61 to 62 pounds per bushel, except for the wheat that was hailed on, which was in the low 50s. Yields are ranging from 15 to 70 bushels per acre, with an overall farm average anticipated to be 25. Protein is about 13%. Evan Lesser, who farms near Palco in Graham County, reports that harvest began on June 26th, and he has about 2 days left. Test weights are ranging from 60 to 64 pounds per bushel, and protein measured 15%. May rains came a little too late to positively affect yield, but did help with improving grain fill and test weights. Yields are ranging from 22 to 50 bushels per acre, depending on which field caught the rain. Overall, this has been a disappointing year for his wheat and one of the worst since he started farming in 2010. He does, however, have high hopes for corn and grain sorghum.
The Department of Agriculture on Wednesday issued the latest monthly World Agriculture Supply and Demand Report. This month's corn outlook is for fractionally higher supplies and ending stocks. Corn production is forecasted up 55 million bushels as greater planted and harvested area from the June 30th acreage report is partially offset by a 4-bushel reduction in yield. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A little severe weather possible again today, this time in western Kansas, as we get a buildup of energy following last night's cold front. Fair weather through the day in the eastern counties, but showers and thunderstorms will arrive this evening, lasting into early tomorrow. Today's storms will focus on the western high plains near a stationary frontal boundary running through eastern Colorado. We'll get moist air circulating in from the northeast, combining with warm temperatures and favorable wind shear along that frontal boundary. Large hail and damaging wind are most likely with today's storms. On the map heading into this afternoon, that cold front that passed through the state last night is now stalled off to our south. High pressures over northeast Kansas with slightly cooler and less humid air coming in. Still pretty hot today, though, with mostly low to mid-90s statewide, although the humidity will be down a little bit in the northeast counties. By late afternoon, moist air will build up in the western counties along that stationary front. There'll be enough wind shear along the frontal boundary to get some severe thunderstorms going with large hail and damaging wind. Thunderstorms will rumble into the central and eastern counties during the overnight hours. Then looking at tomorrow morning, showers and a few thunderstorms possible early in the day central and east. With that stationary front staying in place, a few strong thunderstorms could pop up in our southeastern counties. Generally fair weather for the weekend, mostly upper 80s to low 90s. Isolated showers and a few thunderstorms. This afternoon in the northwestern counties, around 90 with low to mid-60s overnight. Upper 80s and low 90s north-central, and tonight we're in the upper 60s. Northeast, low to mid-90s with upper 60s and low 70s for the overnight. Southwest, low 90s with mid-60s tonight. Low to mid-90s south-central and around 70 for the overnight lows. Mid-90s in the southeast counties, and tonight we're in the low 70s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.